Imagine your brain constantly racing at Ferrari speeds while everyone else cruises comfortably. This is daily reality for the 4% of adults worldwide with ADHD. Leanne Maskell's ADHD and A to Z transforms our understanding of this condition from a deficit-focused narrative to recognizing it as simply a different operating system. Think of it like comparing Windows to Mac, neither wrong, just processing information differently. ADHD manifests in three primary presentations: hyperactive impulsive, inattentive, often in women, or combined. While everyone occasionally experiences forgetfulness, ADHD symptoms significantly impact daily functioning. Short attention spans for boring tasks, but intense hyperfocus on interesting ones. Disorganization, difficulty completing projects, mental and physical hyperactivity, impatience, risk-taking, and mood swings. Yet ADHD brings remarkable strengths too: exceptional creativity, boundless energy, courage in trying new things, authentic self-expression, deep compassion, impressive multitasking abilities, and remarkable calmness during crises. Neurologically, ADHD affects the prefrontal cortex, controlling executive functions. This explains why someone might intellectually understand what they need to do, but struggle to execute it, creating that frustrating gap between knowing and doing that leads many undiagnosed adults to feel lazy, stupid, or crazy when they're actually dealing with neurological differences. People with ADHD exert 500% more effort than neurotypical peers just to keep up, often leading to complete mental depletion by adulthood and creating an unsustainable burnout cycle. Insecurity drives overcompensation. Having faced criticism for neurological differences since childhood, we develop rejection-sensitive dysphoria, an intense fear of disappointing others. This creates unrealistic self-expectations, making us work harder yet fail to meet impossible standards. Boundary issues compound the problem. Setting boundaries requires self-regulation, which ADHD makes difficult, affecting both external boundaries, work hours, and internal ones, adequate sleep. Our relationship with time categorizes everything as either now or not now, making waiting nearly impossible and leading to overcommitment followed by collapse. Breaking this cycle requires identifying personal burnout patterns, recognizing warning signs, and developing preventative measures, limiting work hours, creating time cushions between commitments, scheduling breaks, and finding a burnout buddy who can spot warning signs early. Confidence with ADHD swings dramatically. Fearlessly creative one moment, crashing with insecurities the next. Despite outward boldness, many struggle with low self-esteem from childhood experiences where thinking differently invited criticism. Our brain's impaired inhibition leads to impulsive risks, followed by overwhelming emotions when things go wrong. Genuine confidence begins with self-acceptance. In a neurotypical world demanding stillness and focus, our stimulation-seeking brains naturally feel out of place. Comparing ourselves to neurotypical standards guarantees failure, not because we're deficient, but because we're differently wired. True confidence comes from knowing you're enough as you are. Worthiness doesn't need to be earned. To overcome insecurity, identify negative self-beliefs and their origins, then write opposite statements with evidence. I am good at public speaking. Proof includes speaking at Microsoft. Display positive affirmations where you'll see them daily. Build confidence by listing achievements, using your top strengths daily, and finding a confidence friend to challenge negative self-talk. An ADHD diagnosis can be both liberating and complex. It validates lifelong feelings of difference while providing access to treatment, though symptoms often overlap with autism, dyslexia, anxiety, and depression. The journey triggers varied emotions. Learning about ADHD reveals you're not weird or lazy, just neurodiverse. While you might become hyper-focused on ADHD knowledge, avoid diagnosing others. The process may resurface painful memories of feeling misunderstood. Family perspectives during assessment can be challenging, especially if they remember your experiences differently or if you masked your struggles. Anger is natural when realizing you've struggled with something beyond your control. Rather than dwelling on what might have been, focus on your future with this new knowledge. Diagnosis ultimately leads to self-acceptance. ADHD brings positive traits like compassion, creativity, and fun. Treatment should be holistic, potentially including therapy, medication, and lifestyle changes, with the goal of happiness and health. Remember, ADHD isn't something wrong with you. It's simply part of who you are, like height or eye color. ADHD impacts the prefrontal cortex, limiting executive functioning to 75 to 80% of neurotypical capacity, like toddlers controlling your brain while your rational mind is ignored. These impairments affect self-awareness, inhibition, working memory, emotional regulation, motivation, and planning. People with ADHD often master complex tasks, yet struggle with seemingly simple ones. Success requires working with your brain, not against it. Externalize information through vision boards, post-its, journals, and whiteboards to compensate for working memory challenges. Structure your day by tackling difficult tasks first, establishing clear work boundaries, and incorporating mini rewards. Seek support through government programs, accountability partners, or therapists who help understand emotional patterns. Understanding ADHD brain wiring helps maximize creative qualities while adapting to society's demands. Women with ADHD face alarming statistics. 1 in 4 has attempted suicide, compared to just 3.3% of women without ADHD. Despite similar adult prevalence across genders, boys are 5 times more likely to be diagnosed, leading to widespread misdiagnosis in women. ADHD often goes undetected in females because they present with internalized symptoms rather than physical hyperactivity. Mental hyperactivity appears as overthinking and mood swings, often mislabeled as anxiety, while indecisiveness and rejection sensitivity are dismissed as emotional issues. Women develop sophisticated masking strategies, creating multiple to-do lists and overcompensating to appear normal, frequently leading to burnout. This masking becomes so ingrained that women don't recognize it themselves. Coexisting conditions like depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and addiction complicate diagnosis, with doctors typically identifying these familiar conditions first. Women's symptoms may only become apparent when supportive structures disappear. Hormonal fluctuations significantly affect symptom severity, with many discovering their ADHD during perimenopause when hormonal changes intensify symptoms. Despite these challenges, growing awareness offers hope for better recognition of how ADHD uniquely affects women. For ADHD minds, traditional meditation can feel impossible. Instead, find calming activities that create a state of flow, moments when you're completely present and thinking takes a backseat to being. This might be exercising, walking, or drawing. Just distinguish between healthy meditation practices and unhealthy coping mechanisms. ADHD affects sensory processing, making us hyper-aware of stimuli others might not notice, draining mental energy. Body scans help reconnect with physical sensations we might be ignoring. Visualize your body as a coloring book, coloring in each part according to its current sensation. Regularly assess your emotional state by asking, "How am I feeling?" Body signals provide clues, tension indicating anger, fast heartbeat signaling fear. Once identified, fully experience feelings rather than suppress them. Despite pressure to think positively, negative feelings are equally important to acknowledge. ADHD can be either your favorite part of yourself or something you resist. The choice is yours. By developing mindfulness practices tailored to your unique brain, you can transform what once felt like a liability into a strength, finding moments of zen even in a world that moves too slowly for your racing mind.